Yes, that line horn's on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town.
On the fan. McMonagle here with you on this Tuesday morning. I hope everybody had a great, happy, healthy Memorial Day weekend following the great Emmanuel Barry in the Yankee game as they take care of the Angels and they stay red hot. Ryan Yarbrough! Who saw this coming? The guy's been, had his moments as a reliever where he was okay, but he was pretty much hit around. I was in the ballpark one night. He almost blew a 4-run lead against Arizona, and now as a starter, absolutely dominant. We are going to have a conversation about Anthony Volpe because perception that I'm seeing publicly is absolutely bonkers. But where do you think we're starting? Let's go. We're here. It's game day. Every other day is game day. Game number 4. The series is not over. After that depressing, disgusting display of basketball that we saw in game 2, after the heartbreak of game 1, after being down 20 points, in game number 3, the New York Knicks do what they do best and wait for the last possible moment to get off the deck and show you something. And they come back from 20 points down earlier in the game. Was it 55-35 early in the game was the 20-point deficit? But 10 points heading into the fourth quarter, down by 10. And this New York Knicks team, and specifically Karl Anthony Towns, right? The two key figures of this game are Karl Anthony Towns and Tom Thibodeau. Those are the two main guys we look at this game, the matchup, the decision to change and tweak the starting rotation, the starting five, obviously. And, you know, Hart has come out since and said it was kind of his idea. He's willing to do it, blah, blah, blah. They talked about it. I'm not sure the impact it had because they played a lousy first half. But going to the bench, going to Shamet, going to Wright, Tibbs understanding that if you're going to run and keep pace with the Pacers, pun intended, you're going to have to play a little bit, right? The Shaq and Kenny Smith at the game had a great line, Kenny Smith. You know, Tibbs wouldn't play 9 in a baseball game. Well, he played 9 in game number 3 as he really showed you. And like two things, right? Tibbs plays the bench. Obviously, Shamet and Wright are involved in this game, and we are seeing, you know, a 5 on the floor that we haven't seen all season. I think I saw a stat that there were 8 different 5-man rotations in the fourth quarter, and only 7 of them we saw at all during the regular season or in the second half, something like that. Like, they were playing guys who haven't played all postseason and playing it in different ways that we haven't seen all year. And in the fourth quarter, finally, Tibbs, with Brunson on the bench, down 10, decides to give the game to Karl Anthony Towns. The much maligned Karl Anthony Towns. Shaq saying that if he was a teammate, he'd punch him in the face at halftime because of some of his shot selection. The awful start to this game. The moments throughout this postseason going all the way back to the Pistons series, which feels like forever ago. Moments where he disappeared. Moments where he isn't tough enough. Moments where he can't finish around the rim. Moments where you wonder if this team made the right decision trading for him. Hell, you know it. Half the fan base is figuring out down 20 or at the half, figuring out this team's going to lose and go down 3-0. The game's over. And Karl Anthony Towns needs to get the hell out of town. We're all envisioning. Can you trade him? Who can you get for him? Is it possible to get Giannis? Would Milwaukee take him? Could you get, I don't know, Durant or anybody else in here? Because this matchup doesn't work. This mix doesn't work. And Karl Anthony Towns is soft. And he's nowhere to be found in these big moments. And then the fourth quarter. He absolutely takes over the game and saves the Knicks season. That was an incredible performance. Rebounding, you saw Josh Hart get some incredible rebounds, but Karl Anthony Towns rebounding, three-point shooting, getting to the basket, that dunk in the N1 to put them up for the first time all game. I mean, the moments we saw from Karl Anthony Towns, the adjustments we saw from Tibbs, the fight that this team continues to have, because I've been saying it, we trust them. I trust them. I trust this Knicks team. I trust it. I don't care how bad it was. We're all disappointed in what happened in game one. Now, I talked about how heading into game two, it was a different type of comeback because they've been great bouncing off the poor performance. They give you a poor performance, they come back with a great performance. That's what they give you low energy, they come back with great energy. That's what they've done. But game one, they had that good energy. Game one, they played the way they wanted to play. Game one, they had the game won up 17 points, up 14 points with 2.5 minutes left. And it was a little bit, it's different than blowing a game like that than just having the poor efforts that we saw in, say, game five against the Pistons or games three and five against the Celtics, where it was just, you know, they just got beat badly in the Celtics series, and they always bounce back. And they didn't bounce back in game number two. They were awful and have been awful at Madison Square Garden. And that needs to change, obviously, as now game five, which will happen, either down 3-1 or tied to 2, they have got to be better in their building. But tonight, we get to find out. Because I was just talking as I was walking in seeing Fleece for the first time. We were talking about Karl Anthony Towns. Because there is two kind of conversations around it for me. One, especially against this Pacers team that should have a problem defending a guy like Karl Anthony Towns, and we talked about it going into the series, about how we thought he could be a real significant player. You know, what he did in the fourth quarter was amazing. And he saved the season, and it's one of the great, I mean, listen, we've talked about signature moments from players on this team. Obviously, Brunson's had a bunch throughout last season, postseason, this postseason, the shot that seals the series against the Pistons, you know, everything else, all his 40-point games and everything, and well-deserved. I'm not trying to belittle it or just gloss over it, but we knew about Jalen Brunson. He's voted the most clutch player in the NBA. We know what he's capable of. We've watched it. He's great and has had his moments. But Mikal Bridges and his defense and the way he's played in the fourth quarter of some of these games, what he did in the Boston series. Like, we've had these moments. You know, even Mitch Robinson. For me, a signature moment in the Celtics series is them fouling him to get him off the floor. Like, Mitch Robinson and the way he's played defense, thrusted himself into the starting lineup for game number four. He's had signature moments. He's had big rebounds. He's had big defensive stops. He had that signature play on the closeout where he guarded the entire Celtic team and then closed out on Jaylen Brown. Like, they've had signature moments. This was Karl Anthony Towns' signature moment. And as much as it was, and as credible as it was, and as much as it led the Knicks to a victory they desperately needed, and now we are back to having a series. And by the way, don't tell me it's not a series until they tie it. It's a series right now. It is a series again. They're playing three games. Someone had to have lost two. If the Knicks were up 2-1, I don't think we'd be hearing a lot of the series is over. This is now a series. That game has thrusted this into a series. But Karl Anthony Towns, as great as it was, where is it? I want to see it tonight now. You need to stamp that performance if you're Karl Anthony Towns. You need to stamp that performance if you're the New York Knicks. This has to be. Because can they win down 3-1? From what they've shown us, every time their back is against the wall, they play their best. Can they win down 3-1? I suppose it's highly unlikely. I wouldn't feel great about it. But I wouldn't put a death knell in them. I'd still believe in their ability to come back, win a game five, and then who knows what happens. But the momentum that following up tonight with a victory and a performance like that off of game number three, and obviously evening up the series, and obviously taking both on the road and watching them spoil a 2-0 lead. That's what they need to do if they want to get through this series. That's what they need to do. Tonight is obviously a huge game, but it has to stamp game number three. And for Karl Anthony Towns specifically, he can't have a bad game tonight. He has got to show, because I don't think it was a fluke I don't think it was a one-off. I don't think he's not capable of it every single night he is. And I know he doesn't get the whistle, and it seems to piss him off, and I think that's fair. I'm not, listen, I don't want to cry about the refs. It certainly hasn't been anything to do with why they've won or lost games. But do I think he gets fouled and doesn't get calls? Yeah, I do. I do. And I think it bothers him, but I think he's got to be more aggressive consistently, get to the basket, get his three-point shot involved, maybe not the ones he takes from half court. But Karl-Anthony Towns tonight, you want to look for both things that change the game in game number three to be impactful in game number four. You don't want going into the deeper rotation from Tibbs. You don't want Shamet and Wright playing, which I think tonight, I mean, Tibbs has to continue to do this, right? Like, he has to play these guys into this game. Not only did Shamet and Wright's defense impact the second half, but their ability to just take minutes and have a more fresh OG Anunoby, have a more fresh Jalen Brunson, who didn't come back into the game with, what, three minutes left in the fourth quarter? Them playing those minutes makes the guys they need in the impact moments better. And if they can handle themselves and be, you know, positive, was it plus five, plus four? Like, if they can be plus players helping defensively, running out there with Cat running the offense with Shamet and Wright, it was unbelievable. Who would have saw that coming? Cat dominating the game with guys we haven't seen all series playing major minutes? It was fun to watch. It was exciting to watch. But both of those things, because you feel like maybe you found something. Playing those guys helped the team. Maybe you found a little bit of a defensive answer that you haven't found with, let's be honest, Jalen Brunson on the floor. Jalen Brunson and Karl-Anthony Towns on the floor at the same time. Josh Hart, great at rebounding, tough loose balls and everything. Not the greatest defender, and his shot comes and goes. Maybe you found something, and that's why tonight you want to stamp the positives. You want to come out, you want to play 9 or 10, you want to play Shamet and Wright, and you want them to have the impact they had in game number 3. You want it to feel like we have found something, and Karl-Anthony Towns has got to step up and continue what he did in game number 3. Obviously, this is a huge game, and every time that we say this, every time we feel like it is a must-win, every time their back is up against the wall, they have won 3 playoff games now, down 20. 3, and another one, were they down 14 in game number 4 against the Celtics? I mean, they have come from behind time and time again. This team has shown fight. This team has shown grittiness. This team has shown you everything you could possibly want from the team you root for. It has been a pleasure. Now, they have to win the series or it's a devastating disappointment. But you have to admit, Knicks fans, as frustrating as the blown game 1 was, as poor as the effort you got pretty much consistently in game number 2, although they were leading at half, third quarter and fourth quarter clearly where the second half was clearly where they lost game number 2. But as poor as that was, as ugly as the end of game 1 was, and as much as it sucked watching them go on that little run that led them up to a 20-point lead, as ugly as it was with our head in our hands figuring this series is lost and everybody figuring out how the hell they can get Karl-Anthony Towns off this team, to watch them get off the deck and then in the manner they did it, they didn't do it with Jalen Brunson playing hero ball. They didn't do it with him going off and hitting threes. They did it with their bench and the guy they traded for to change the dynamics of this team and to lead them back to the NBA Finals. And in that moment, he was everything you could have wanted. He was an absolute beast. He saved the Knicks season. We would be having a much different conversation on this Tuesday morning at 1:30 if it weren't for Karl-Anthony Towns. And now you need him to do it again. Because that's the thing about him. And it's fair. It's his MO. And you have to recognize it. He doesn't put these consistent efforts together. He was dominant in the fourth quarter. We need to see more of that. We have seen glimpses of it. Now, that glimpse in the fourth quarter saved their season, and he deserves all the flowers in the world for it, but he's got to come out and stamp it tonight with another performance like this, because against this team, He's capable of it. He can get into the paint and he can dominate these games. He's got to step up and do it. Tibbs has got to throw the ball to him. They got to run the offense through him at times. And hopefully they found something in game number three that can change the dynamic of this series. And in many ways, it already has. This is now a series. I don't care, you know, what's the cliche? It's not a series until the home. Well, this is the not a. It's not a series until the home team wins. It's been a weird series, but right now it's a series. They've played three games. Somebody had to lose two, and they've proven they can win in this building. They've proven there's no lead that they can't deficit they can't come back from, and they have proven if they need to play the bench, they can play the bench. If they need someone besides Jalen Brunson to take over a game, they have that in Karl-Anthony Towns. Neesmith is a game-time decision. I don't know if he's going to play or not, but if he doesn't play, and certainly no one's rooting for injury, but if he doesn't play or if he is compromised in some way, that is a big hit for the Indiana Pacers, and the Knicks need to come out tonight and take over this series. And all the momentum in the world going back to Madison Square Garden for a Game 5 with a crowd that's going to be absolutely insane, looking to take a 3-2 lead in this Eastern Conference Finals and get back to the first NBA Finals since 1999. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. I got you until 5 a.m. in the warm-up show. We'll start with the Knicks. We'll get to the baseball season as this is now it. We have now passed Memorial Day weekend. The first real tentpole stop along the way, about a third of the way through the year. It's the first time you take a look, you poke your head up, and you see where you are in the standings, in your division. The Yankees have the largest division lead in baseball. The Mets, after going through it for a little bit, have an enormous series victory over the LA Dodgers. They follow it up and avoided what would have been a tough loss against the Chicago White Sox with a bunch of clutch hits and a big eighth inning. So we'll get to it all. We'll see where these teams stand, what we're looking at, and we got to have a conversation around a couple of players for both teams. Vientos, Beatty. Who's the starting third baseman for your New York Mets? And then, of course, Anthony Volpe, who is one of the more interesting fan reaction, misunderstood and misinterpreted players I can remember in a long time.